Hello, friends. It's Sarah
and Tiff
bringing you Conversations in a Jar, where we pull random topics to get the conversation started.
All right, Sarah, here's to another episode, and we are drinking none other than Zamosas.
Cheers.
Cheers. All right, sister, let's get it started.
All right.
I'm feeling sassy. Let's pull a topic.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
Thanks.
Okay, oh God.
It's got to get closer. I don't know.
This is so
Please,
good.
Lord, be a good one. Feels like a new one. Hey, if you have a topic you want us to put in a jar, you can email us.
At conversationsinajar@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. So do that.
Yeah, please do that. We would love to hear from you guys.
And check us out on YouTube. You can watch us, not just listen to us. See our
God
shining faces.
You.
And be kind. Okay.
All right.
Hold one. How to change a negative into a positive.
I love this topic.
Yeah. Mindset.
Yeah.
Kind of big.
It's huge. So is it, what's the gentleman's name, Jeffrey, that you introduced me to?
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know his last name, he's on Mel Robbins. You gotta look it up.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna look it up. Because he's amazing.
What a life changer that guy is. And so
yeah,
the reason why this topic even made it into the jar in the way that it did is because I struggle.
Jeffrey Fishers. Okay. Jefferson Fisher.
Jefferson Fisher.
Mel. It's Jefferson Fisher, and he's so good. He's like releasing a book, and he did a podcast. His parents were his first guests on his podcast.
Oh,
I just love
so
him
sweet.
So much. He's the like, so try that and follow me guy on TikTok. If you
yeah,
watch
I never
him.
Knew who he was until I
started sending you everything from him.
Had a really hard thing happen and continuously happen. There's a lot of negativity
yeah.
in our household, and so we try to change that. And Sarah was really good at introducing me to this gentleman. And I think for me, I need easy.
Jefferson.
Not because I move fast all the time, but I want something that I can implement right away. And getting all convoluted and caught up in things isn't always the best thing, especially when you're in a negative situation trying to turn it into a positive. You want something fast and effective that you can remember and implement right away, and then start building that muscle of this is how I'm going to start responding.
Hmm.
Because you can't always be like a gangster bitch and want to fight every time someone says something.
Definitely not in your house. Yeah.
Yeah. That, yeah. Doesn't agree with you. You can't always throw hands.
No.
Or
it's not a productive way to deal with things.
So, and there are people that you will come across in your life, whether it's your children or friends, that when they are feeling attacked or in a space, like I become an instant honey badger and there's no consoling me. There's no, I'm just pissed, and you're gonna hear all of the worst shit anyone could ever say about you.
Oof.
And that's rough. And you know, at the end of the day,
you get that way?
Is
that what you're saying?
I can, absolutely. Mm. If you really strike a chord with me, you will fucking hear it.
Mm.
And a lot of times, I don't even know why or what I'm saying. And I guess when you're not that cognizant about throwing ugly shit out there, then you need to be more cognizant of it, because it doesn't serve anybody.
Yeah.
And so that is why it's so important to have tools of how to change a negative situation into a positive. A, because you don't lose your power. And I don't mean being an alpha. I mean the power to still be kind in a situation that's trying to get you out of your kind comfort
mm-hmm,
zone.
Mm-hmm.
One of my biggest pet peeves, and I will push a person away faster than they came into my life, is if they push my emotional comfort zone to where now I'm in a space where I want to throw hands, I want to throw shade. I'm just spewing all the things that you work so hard to not ever say to a human because they hurt so deeply.
Yeah. So, okay, well, how do you change that negative into a positive? When you're in that, what's your first step? I know myself, if I get heated, I got to step away and like collect myself.
I was kind of crazy how when you start to go to therapy and you hear certain conversations like this, it's in the word. What you need to do is in the word. And I feel when negative happens, you need to pause. Mm. Positive pause.
Yeah.
And what's his name? Jeffrey? Jefferson?
Jefferson Fisher.
What a regal name, Jefferson Fisher. We're coming
for
you.
He's a lawyer. I think a defense lawyer.
I think that's even more beautiful to hear from someone that has to operate in such a factual business, non-emotional area.
His words are so kind. And even when people are being ugly toward, so he gives advice on how to stay positive when people are being ugly towards you, you know?
So one thing that we shared that night when I went to your house when I was a fucking wreck before Christmas, he does say you need to pause and you need to be quiet. When someone says something that's really shitty, you pause and you look at them and you let there be dead air. And then you repeat back to them what they said. And then you ask, did you mean to hurt me when you said that? Mm-hmm. What was your goal when you said that to me?
Or asking them to repeat it.
And repeat it back. Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Yes. He also says like that in the Mel Robbins thing. Have them repeat it back. Well, it goes back to something that I've learned myself only because it's a growth thing. Sometimes we need permission. And I don't know if a societal norm has made that a normal thing to do, to question somebody. Lots of times when people are being ugly, people go into their turtle shell or
honey badger and attack.
Yeah, or fire hose your ass.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
That's our normal go-to.
All our keyboard warriors and all that.
Oh, yeah. Love the keyboard warriors. We love you. Keep them coming. But, but exactly my point. So this guy allows you, he gives you the permission to say, you are more than welcome to ask them to repeat themselves. You are more than welcome to pause. You don't have to spew some dumb shit out right away.
Yeah.
You can think about it and you can let them know that it didn't. And obviously, like, that's just, it's so powerful. I don't know why, but sometimes when you hear this man speak about how he handles situations, I feel like these really big things that are thrown at us in life, they're always handled in such a simple way. Like, we've always had the power all along to just pause and say, can you repeat that?
Yeah. I think if in a like negative situation, maybe when it's not like, maybe the market is bad or like something, you know what I mean? Like, how do you change a negative, not necessarily an interaction with another person, but how you change a specific thing into a positive for me is one, it's all mindset, right? You have to like switch your brain from like focusing on the bad into what's positive. And that can be really hard doing that mind shift. And how I start that process is like, pause, obviously. And then if I can't get out of that mindset, then it's like, okay, I have to name three things that I'm grateful for, right? That shifts you into a more positive mindset. And then I look at that negative thing and I'm like, what am I learning from this? Because if I know that I'm learning a lesson, then it is positive, because when I'm learning, I'm growing. That's growth. And that makes it feel more purposeful if I'm growing from it. That's how I change a negative thing into a positive.
I'm very similar. I always try to pause and think about the shitty situation. And first I try to let myself know that it's negative and you're making it about you. Why? That's the first thing. Why are you
say that to yourself?
To myself.
Okay.
Why are you making this about you?
Okay.
Is it actually about you?
Yeah.
I have to do that. It helps me figure out what piece of me is coming up and why.
Where's your DNA in the situation? Yep, yeah, I get that.
Is that 14-year-old girl popping up, that 21-year-old, that 32? Why do you feel upset or slid on? Okay. Then when most of the time I'm like, God, I don't really know.
Yeah.
Then it kind of takes the significance of it away for me, and now I own it. Now I'm like, okay, if I don't know why I'm upset and I'm not figuring it out right away, it can't be that big of a deal.
Yeah.
And so I take its power away first. I take my power, my negative power out of it. Then I start to figure out why. And then a lot of times along the way, a lot of, like, some empathy shows up for the other person.
Yeah.
Because what I find out is when something like that happens, there is something going on with that person.
Always. It's never about you.
It's never about you. And they are going through some fucking shit. And sometimes we need to be the grace. We need to show up as grace.
Yeah.
And that's what I call her. Tiffany, you need to be grace right now. That's my new thing. Oh. I did it in Hawaii. You need to be grace. Because there's, when you, you have multiple
personalities, is that what you're telling me right now?
Yeah, there's a pause. I think the pause allows you to work backwards.
Yeah.
And figure out why are we here? Why are we getting here? And sometimes the conclusion is you're just blatantly upset because someone's not showing up. And they don't get to say that to you because they're not showing up that way. And that could just be an annoyance. But it's not really that big of a deal.
Yeah.
So that's when Grace is like, eh, let's just let that one go.
Yeah. I think when you get to that, like, higher level, right, you really can't be, because you said, like, I feel slighted or something. Like, yeah, you can't even be
slid on.
Slid on, sure.
Yeah.
You just really can't, you can't disrespect an unbothered person, right? It's kind of like Jay Shetty. Like,
oh my God,
I know if you're coming at me with, like, some attitude or something, and I know I've been acting in integrity and at a high level, knowing myself, I know the issue isn't here with me. It's somewhere, you've made something, like, mean something about you that... maybe you're interpreting something, and that can be a conversation for clarity. I would love that. And
that's
not everyone
point.
Is open for a conversation of clarity.
That is a good
point. Figuring that out. But I think if they are, then that is such a magical moment too, because then all of a sudden you're growing, you're learning about each other, boundaries and all of that kind of stuff. And maybe they're discovering a little bit more about them and why that bothered them, and realizing that, you know, Sarah wouldn't do that to me. I don't know why I would think that.
Well, the only reason why you get to that conclusion, according to Eckhart Tolle, is because your ego is there. If you always make it about yourself.
Ego is not your amigo.
Yeah, it's really not. And it's such a little bitch. And it feeds off of.
Yeah.
It feeds off of all of the shit.
Yeah.
It loves shit. Yeah. It loves it so hard. And I know you coached with Rita. And
Rita
you
Marie
cannot
Mendes.
Yeah, Rita Marie Hashtag. Mendez is a force, let me tell you.
She's great.
You cannot get away with saying anything with her without her saying, I'm gonna pause you right there. And then you're like,
pause you right there.
Fuck, here we go.
Here we go. What did I say?
And then when she's like, you said, and then she'll ask you, did you hear what you said? Yeah, I said this, and you know, and you're my coach, I expect you to listen, be on my side. Not what you're gonna get with Rita.
No,
Rita is not there to be your friend, she is there to help you grow. And now I'm not bothered by that.
No. See?
Growth.
Right. And if we can learn that, to me,
that's
all it takes is making a negative thing into a positive, is what, as long as I'm learning. And sometimes I'm like, it takes a day or two to, like, the pause can be a long pause, right? It doesn't have to be the same day or the same hour.
No, it shouldn't be. It should be
your pause needs
to be whatever is necessary.
Yes, I agree with that. To me, sometimes I, like, need 3 minutes to go calm down so I don't scream my head off, because I don't like to do that, right? It scares my kids. I don't like to, like, lose my shit, and I need to come back and be ready for the conversation. Now, my husband likes to take a week. If he's having an issue, and sometimes we've got to work halfway through it in a text message, because he's an amazing writer.
Josh takes longer, I would take longer.
Yeah.
We weren't raised like you.
Yeah.
And some people need longer because it takes us longer.
Yeah. There's and I don't know that it has any on it. I think it's just who you are. Because my sister would take a long time too. I think it's just who I am. I want to talk things out. That's
I like to do that too.
I just want and I need to get it going in my brain like immediately.
Yeah, but the Tiffany you get at the beginning of an argument is totally different than the Tiffany you get when I've worked through why am I bothered?
And discovering your feelings around it. That's gonna take more time. And that's okay too.
And we're adults now.
Yeah.
We don't get to show up as 20-year-old hotheads. And that doesn't serve us. And so but that girl or that guy might still be and have a very strong presence in there.
Yeah.
And that's when we're talking about, like, you can't help the way that you feel. And I know you're like, but you can help the second thing that comes out of your mouth. I don't disagree with that. But I think there's that initial beginning part where you're like, I need a fucking really pause because I'm making it about me and I cannot help how fucking lit up I am. My fucking flame is blue and high.
Yeah.
And I need to get it down.
Yeah.
To where it's like not a thing anymore.
I think that's where the growth is, right? If you're able to have the pause in between that first initial like big emotion, and if you have the filter, and it's a muscle. Your brain is a muscle. You gotta work it out, right?
You gotta work the muscle.
Build up that muscle that's gonna help you pause. And say, this isn't about me, or whatever, right? Like, whatever, obviously it's different for every situation, but.
So, I want to say something about this a little bit, because, especially for our listeners, that why is it important, I should say, to go from a negative into a positive, because.
Good, yeah.
I don't know that people really think about why is that so important. Is exercising that muscle of dealing, but you just are overall you get to a space where you're seeing through a different lens, your compassion and empathy grow immensely for everybody around you, you become more of the person that people want to be around, the person that people want to go to if that's your thing.
Yeah,
but it's not living in here, it's not showing up in ways that are, and it doesn't have to just be your body, it can be some of your choices that you make.
Yeah.
And being able to say, like, I don't want to be negative. Negative ain't cool. If I don't have to be negative, why am I wanting to be? Which brings up a lot of work that you have to do. And it's important to not live in a negative state of mind because it doesn't serve anybody.
Yeah.
Proving
there's levels of that.
There is, but you should I don't think it's right for me to be like, your feelings, like you need, that's not right, sir. You shouldn't feel that
way. Yeah.
That's not how you should start off anything. That's negative. That's you not giving that person the grace and the space to figure out how to get to a more positive place. And we as people and communities and even as parents and just friends need to exercise that more. People are, and I'll speak for me, I felt it's so important for me to stand in my power, and this is how I feel, and the fact that you don't feel that way and you don't align with me, but it came from a place of me wanting some type of control,
because
I surrounded myself with really negative people that weren't good for me, that I cared for, very codependent, very, and so that's why it's important to not be like, oh, you just gotta be positive. That's not the point of how to change a negative into a positive. It's because when you're able to work through the negative to get to the positive, there is a whole different world for you that feels more in alignment for your soul. Do you know what I'm saying?
Totally. It reminds me a lot of Jay Shetty and
what a beautiful man.
His the wife Monk is Mindset, too. Right? Yeah. That's his book, right? Monk Mindset.
No, it's...
Think Like a Monk.
Think Like a Monk. It's over there.
Yeah, Think Like a Monk. And that book, I think, really helped Josh. He read that a few months back and is then moving into more writing more and, like, that kind of stuff. So, I think like you said, it takes some more time to like be in alignment and move that energy into a more positive space.
Yeah.
But it's really, really, really worth, it's really worth the work.
It is worth it. And when you keep working on it, I think you find that you're not having to think about it as much. You just instantly respond. And so that's how to change a negative into a positive. I think we pause.
Pause.
We reassess. It's okay to take time.
Yeah.
And just live your best life. Live in that positive space.
I agree.
And drink samosas.
And drink samosas.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Is that it?
That's it. And that's that.
We need you guys to
subscribe.
Subscribe your asses off, okay?
It helps get our page noticed and get us
updates.
More followers.
Then you know about updates.
Right. So make sure you subscribe so you get notifications every time a new episode launches.
And when a new episode launches, Sarah's going to make out with you. What? That's a win. That's how we get more subscribers. I whore you
that
out.
That is not how we get more subscribers.
I know. Josh is going to be so mad at me. My bad.